Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody else, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Yep.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com. Hit the contact section and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. Welcome to another members episode. We have Carrie coming on the show today. And the funny thing about Carrie is she reached out to me and she had no idea who I was. I love when I get people who have no idea who I am. They were just told to reach out to me and they're doing it blindly because they don't know what to expect. And quite often it leads to a really good conversation. And that's what this was, because Carrie tells me on a Facebook message that her and her husband lived in East Tennessee up until December 31st when they sold their house and moved 10 hours away to Indiana because of the Bigfoot harassing them on their property. They bought that property 7 years ago. They moved from Virginia. It was supposed to be their forever home, but Bigfoot had something to say about that. And they come on today, both her and her husband come on today to talk about everything that they went through that forced them to move from East Tennessee to Indiana. All right, today we got Carrie and David, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, good, David. Good. I've been communicating with Carrie through Facebook Messenger, and I just wanted to welcome you guys to the show. You are now living in Indiana, if I remember correctly, right?
Yes, Midwest Indiana, where it's super cold.
Super cold. I understand that. So you reached out to me on Facebook, Carrie, and it turns out usually when people reach out to me, they know who I am. You were one of the people who was like, I don't know who you are. Somebody commented your name right. on my Facebook. Right. And so here I am. Right. And so I remember,
yep, pretty much.
I remember spending some time with you, just kind of introducing myself and letting you know who I am. And you told me, and this is what really kind of caught my ear, because usually when somebody reaches out and stuff, I just say, hey, here's the email, shoot us an email. My wife handles all the scheduling and all that stuff. There's an order to things, because if we don't stay in order, nothing ever gets done. My wife is a huge cog in the wheel. So
yeah. Order is everything.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So, but what caught my attention, though, was... you told me where these experiences happened, which is in East Tennessee. And if I remember correctly, when I looked at it on the map, it was only about an hour from where I live. And mm-hmm. what kind of got me was you said that you were having all these experiences on your property. You moved, and I'm going to let you share your story here, but you had moved to Tennessee to your dream home. And then for about 7 years, it was just torture with all yep. this activity on the property. And to the point where you sold the property and moved 10 hours yeah. away. I mean,
yeah,
I was just like, I got to talk to this lady as soon as possible. Yeah. And so
it was pretty sad. We loved, that was our dream home. That was our forever home. We always talked about living there and we miss it. It was absolutely beautiful. We had the perfect spot, but it just got to be so stressful and not really in a I mean, never tried to hurt us, but that doesn't mean that it couldn't have. If it wanted to, it could have.
Right.
Yeah, but it was very upsetting, sad. I mean, we got a better house, but we don't have the beauty. If we could take Tennessee, that view, and put it here, it'd be perfect.
Yeah. Well,
but doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't. Right? So let's start off from the early as you can remember. I know you said it's 7 years of experiences and you've had a mm-hmm. lot and you're trying to remember them all, but there have been a handful that are major experiences that you do remember.
Yeah.
Let's start off though, where do you, as far back do you remember things start happening where it was starting to catch your eye? I mean, as soon as
we moved in, we were a few days within let me back up a little bit. Tell you just a little bit about my past to tell you why it caught my attention right off the bat. We grew up really poor in the border of West Virginia and Virginia, and our toys were playing outside in the woods. And back then it was okay. So, you know, I'm not like a top tracker or an expert, but I know how to hunt. I know how to track. You know, I hunted 20 plus years. I grew up playing in the woods. So I'm very extremely familiar with everything to do with being in the woods and the sounds that come from the woods and the ones that don't. Well, as soon as we moved in, within a few days, David was getting boxes out of his car and I heard this weird whistling. Well, our property would sit, there's a little road in the front and there was railroad tracks, and right over the railroad tracks, within, I don't know, 300 yards of the front of our house was a river, pretty big river. And we even went kayaking on it a few times. Well, in the back of our house was about 5 acres, and it kind of went into like a U, shape of a U. Well, there was an opening right in the middle. I called it the gauntlet, because that's where the Bigfoot would cross back and forth. So I would always say, make a joke when he would take our dogs out, don't go in the gauntlet. One side of the woods was really, whereas one side was woods, and then the other side was woods. And then in the middle was all like open, clear field. Well, I would hit, he was getting boxes out, and I heard this really weird whistling, very loud, coming. And oh, and by the way, when you pull up to our house, when you park on the side. And we had a back deck, a big back deck. We spent a lot of money and had a 25-foot back deck built on the out back of the house we could enjoy sitting out there. And we had a little 12-foot front deck on the porch. Well, you pull up to on the side of the house, And you go in the back door, front door. We usually went in the front. But when you pull up on the side of the house, the woods is about, 150 feet away, you think?
Yeah.
From the house. You have a clear, unobstructed view to see the woods and the woods to see us and the house. Mm-hmm. And we had no trees in the front yard, no trees in the backyard. So it was about 150 feet away before you get to any woods, woods on the left, woods on the right, and a big open like letter U shape in the middle. And then at the point of the U all the way in the back, about 2 acres away, was a little gauntlet. And it used to be an old logging road. And then you can kind of walk through there and it just winds all around and just seems to go forever. You can walk miles all the way, make yourself almost up to Gatlinburg through there.
There's a reserve.
Deep past
our
house. Yeah. We lived on a wildlife reserve. Exactly. We didn't know that at the time. Well, when we got there, he was taking boxes out of his car and I heard this weird whistling. And then there was a whistle that came from the other side of the woods, like seemed to answer it back.
It was like,
yeah, it reminded me of a bird you'd hear in the Amazon. And I'd never heard anything like that. And, I've hunted all over North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, hiked, went caving, spelunking, they call it. I mean, I've been all over the woods for years and never heard anything like that. So I made a joke. I remember making this joke and I said, wow, I didn't know we moved to the Amazon jungle because, of course, in the summer and spring, that's what it looks like because it's so thick. You've seen it. You live there now. It's so super thick. Well, and he kind of looked at me like, I didn't know we did either. And that was the first sign, but I didn't know that something was wrong at the time. I think the first real experience I had was about 3 or 4 months after we moved in the house. And well, we put the deck on the back of the house so we could sit outside and relax because it's peaceful. And deer would come out in the yard almost every single night and every morning because they had no reason not to. Well, I would put my dog. I have two dogs, a Rottweiler and a little pit bull. And the Rottweiler is my service dog, and I would put him on the back deck just to get fresh air. They're inside dogs. Well, they would growl and start barking, and they're not dogs that bark at all unless someone or something is there. That's the only time. And I'd come out and I would be like, what is it, guys? And I would look, nothing. I would never see anything. And they would be doing a mean growl, like danger kind of growl. And they are just big sweethearts. I mean, they're just the most loving dogs ever. We have cats that beat them up. That's how loving they are. It's ridiculous. So they're not, ferocious at all. And then I would hear like, tink, tink, tink. And I'm like, what the heck is that? Well, there was a creek that runs through, we measured it about 90 feet from the house. Little small creek kind of cuts through the property. And there's an underground river because we found this hole and you can hear the water going underneath, cutting through the field back there. And I'd go out there and look and there'd be rocks all over the deck. And I'm like, that's so weird. Where are these rocks coming from? And sometimes some of them were wet and I would look at the creek going, how are these rocks getting 90, like a little pebble the size of like a 50 cent piece. That's a long ways to, I'm like, what? And so I just brought the dogs in. When it came out to be, Tony, there's literally holes in every side of our house from these rocks. And I was blaming him thinking it was the lawnmower. And he's like, Carrie, I'm not even cutting the grass over there. It can't be the lawnmower. I'm not even over there. And so I just got to the point where I stopped. I wouldn't even put the dogs out anymore because I was afraid. I didn't even know at this time still what was going on. But I always, and then I told David a few times, I like walking through the woods, even by myself. It's just my way of relaxing, meditating, listening. I like to listen to nature, smell the trees, hear the wind through the leaves. And I said, I'm going to go walking back there. So I would go down through the gauntlet and hike all through there by myself with my dog and my Rottweiler. And he was a puppy at the time. And he would start growling and he would freeze. And I'm like, what is it? And I would never see anything. And I would get this feeling like, I didn't hear anything, but I would get this overwhelming feeling like, get out, danger, danger. Almost like the, you know, like dread, like the, like if you watch the Jaws movie, you know, that music, dun, 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 like any second, something's going to like that. And I just, oh, it's your imagination. You're out here by, oh, it's a new place. Oh, it's, and every time I would try to blow it off. And I'm not one of these kind of people. And David can tell you that if I first hear or see something, oh my God, it's a ghost. Oh, no, I try to debunk it in every single way possible before I go to anything paranormal. And like I said, I believe in the Lord 100%. And I was, oh, I should have started off as I didn't believe, did not. When people said anything about Bigfoot, I'm like, oh my gosh, listen to these poor people thinking about this. Wow, listen to them. Now, I'm one of those poor people being ridiculed and harassed and attacked. Oh, I made the mistake of asking my local Facebook group if anybody had any sightings. Oh my gosh, I got attacked so much I had to take my post down within a couple of seconds. It was ridiculous. So yeah, now I'm one of those people that gets attacked, but I wasn't mean to anybody. I didn't believe. But you cannot ever undo what you know, that you know you saw for 100% with your eyes and your ears. You can't ever undo that. Right. And people that say that they wish they could have a sighting, no, you do not. I cannot reiterate enough. You do not, because you can't ever undo that. And it changes everything you know and everything you believe. And there is, I'm sorry, no matter what religion you believe in, there's no box to put in a literal, and I used to call them monsters. I don't call them monsters anymore because they could have hurt me if they wanted to, but there's nowhere to put a you know, 8, 9, 10 foot tall creature that's not supposed to exist. There's nowhere to put that. So back to that, you know, and I used to go hiking, and the overwhelming feeling of dread got to be so strong I couldn't even go back there anymore, and I couldn't let my dogs out anymore. So, you know, I'm like, you know, this kind of sucks. And he's like, well, just go back there. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. Something's going to happen if I keep going back there. I feel it. So I didn't go back there anymore. So this was about 4 months into it now. It was 3 o'clock, 3:23 exactly in the morning. I was dead asleep. And somebody says I'm a snorer, but he's lying. I'm not. I don't snore. It's a lie. Anyway, I woke up from a dead sleep, and I will have to admit this for the world to hear. Yes, I know I was dead asleep because I had drool on my face. I woke up, and it was weird because when I woke up, I felt like, almost like if you wake up and your house is on fire, that kind of feeling, like, oh crap, it's about to go down. Get up, get up. I had to jump up so fast that I didn't even wake David up. And it was so weird. And remember, like I said, when we park, we always come in and out the front door, but you can go in and out either door you want. But most people do go in the front door. So for some reason, I jumped up. I don't even know why I did this, because I'd never done this before. And he has the spotlight. I don't know. Most guys I've come to realize have this infatuation with flashlights. Yeah. He's got this infatuation with, like, he's got every flashlight, every size, a little pocket one, a back one, every single one you could imagine. Well, this thing will light up, oh my gosh, half a football field. And it looks like one of those old fashioned radar detectors you have to hold with your hand. So I shine this light, I run to the back door, and I rip the curtain open. And I'm like, what am I doing? This is 3:30 in the morning. This is crazy. And I'm panning this thing across the field, and I'm looking and looking and looking. And I'm like, this is freaking ridiculous. What are you doing? What is your life becoming to? And I'm like, okay. And I'm expecting to see deer, because, you know, the big bucks come out and eat at nighttime. That's how they get to be big. And I'm painting, and I start from the side where we park, and I'm going real slow, and I'm looking at the woods and the field, nothing. I get over to the creek, and I see something that looks like it's, you know, kind of bent over like a bear would be, you know, an arched back. And I'm like, holy crap, there, wow, we got a bear here. That's so cool. There's a bear here. And I'm thinking, wow, our neighbors told us bears don't come this far out of the Smoky Mountains down to here because they got it made up there. They don't need to. So I'm like, wow. Then all of a sudden I'm checking this bear out and everything just happened so fast. I can relate. I never could understand when people say it seems like time stood still. I understand that now. It seemed like time like stopped. The thing stood up and I saw arms. And I saw, it almost kind of reminded me of a orangutan fur, how it's long and flowy and the air goes through it. But the whole thing is covered in hair. It's not thick like a dog's hair. But you know what I mean? You can't see skin on the dog, but you can see a little bit of skin on an orangutan, how the hair hangs off like that. And the light hit it, and it was dark. I don't know if it was a full moon or not. I was so shocked by what I was seeing. I don't know. But it wasn't like no moon. There was some light outside. And I blasted this thing with the spotlight, and all hell broke loose, literally. That thing, it took like... It leaned its head back. Gosh, I get shook up even talking about it. Like my heart's racing. And it let out this scream so loud and so long. I remember crumpling, like standing up and just like crumpling over in a little ball, like thinking, and this is ridiculous. Oh my gosh, somebody's going to call the cops. I know it's a really stupid thing to say because that's how loud it was. I know, right? That's so dumb, but that's what I thought. And then I was like, holy crap. I probably was thinking something else, but we're on radio. So, and I'm crumpling over and I'm like, oh my God, when's this thing going to stop? Like it must have lasted. I kind of timed it like weeks afterwards, at least 25, 30 seconds. And I know how long that is. I tried, just me and him both tried, just kind of joking around outside, like last year or something, to see how long we could scream outside. It lasted like 3 seconds. I mean, there's no way. And it was just so loud. Now, my back door is your typical metal modular home door, has all like the 9 little square pane windows. And when that thing let out that scream, I remember getting hit like with a wave, like an ocean wave. It started from the top of my head and just boom, choo, 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 just went all the way down through my body. And
this was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.